Let's start with team news, Paul, if we can. How are you looking?
All good. No injuries at all. Obviously, Sammy Mosey is suspended for 2 games, but apart from that, gave the extra couple of days off last week. But they've worked hard all week this week. It's been a really good training week. Looking forward to not just the Coventry game, because obviously that comes first, but the Gillingham one as well. It's a massive part of the season for every club. You know, it's amazing what back-to-back wins can do for your confidence, like it has done to us. With 2 home games coming up, wouldn't it be great to try and win another 2?
How nice was it to be able to give them a couple of days off when you do have such a vital part coming up now?
I think when we lost 4 games on the spin like we had, you know, everyone feels that. You know, nowadays in football, a week is a long time, a day's a long time. So, you know, but our lads have worked hard all year. You know, I say to supporters all the time, it's not about a game, a week, 3 games, 4. It's about a period of time. You know, league tables don't lie. And, you know, people can build it up how they want to. The best teams are at the top. And unfortunately for everyone else, whether it be injuries, suspensions, whatever excuses you want to come up with, you know, as you get nearer the bottom, it's obviously for different reasons. So come the end of the season, everyone will be in a position where they deserve to be. You know, I can't compliment our players enough. They just keep going and going and going. And the same goes for our supporters as well. You know, last week against Fleetwood at home, not till we scored, we got great support. And that was just a show of strength from the supporters to the players and myself. And we will always be thankful for things like that.
And you mentioned the fact that it's a relentless season, is it? It keeps going, but not just in the legs, in the mind as well. Mental fatigue is a big part of it, isn't it, at this point?
The games are starting to run out. When you start seeing a finishing line, it always gives you another leg. Don't worry about that. You know, and as the games get to single-figure games, everyone will feel different pressures. That's what football's about today. It's a results game. Supporters want to see winning teams. And, you know, if you're not in a position where your supporters think you should be, they'll soon let you know. You know, our season's very open-ended at the minute. You know, the lights are ready to change. What direction, we don't know.
It's so tight, isn't it? It's ridiculously tight at this moment in time. That pack chasing those final 2 playoff places.
It's good. You know, it's good. You know, it really is, because, you know, I do think someone will be relegated who hasn't thought that'll be the case. You know, the bottom 4 teams have been stuck down there for a little bit now. You know, but they're all fighting for their lives. And, you know, people don't just lay down and let you walk all over them. So everyone's got to keep going. You know, we'll concentrate on ourselves. We're looking forward to the couple of games. As I said, Coventry's a great game for different reasons. You know, obviously, it's one of my former clubs, which is always fun for any manager, stroke player, when you play against or you're involved against your former club. But it's a big game. You know, it's a big game. And then we've got that on the back of the Gillingham game Tuesday night. And, you know, the focus is very much on Coventry. Of course it is. But, you know, once we come away from MK Dons, all our thought process was about, you know, what if? What if could we win the next 2? We're not saying we are. People who know me know I'm not a bit like that. But, you know, we might lose 2 games and we all say, well, we've had a good season and now it's a different thing. But let's focus on being as positive as we can be.
It's great for this region as well, isn't it? That it's not just yourselves. Barnsley have clawed themselves up into it. Doncaster, Sheffield United as well. It's that rivalry that's there and you're all kicking each other on.
I don't have great interest in all them. The best will in the world. All them managers are doing good jobs and they've all got different pressures. So I'll concentrate on myself, the games we're playing and our supporters. And I think when you do that, it gives you a clear focus on what you want. If we could break into that, it'd be great for everyone at our club.
I wanted to ask you about Bolly Uribe as well. You gave him a 2-year deal this week. Just how much has he impressed you this season?
I never give him it. Our supporters give him it. Every time I take him off, they slaughter me. So I soon picked that one up. He's a very talented young man. He's refreshing. He hurts you by what he does. He's got tremendous pace. He's got great ability. Still learning the game in other ways and must be managed well. You know, even when we went to MK Dons last week, it was important that the kid was on side with what we're trying to do. He knew he was coming on after 60 minutes. We feel at that stage of game sometimes legs get a little bit tired and, you know, for different reasons, more space appears on a pitch. And Bolly can certainly hurt you. So going in for the final 12 games for us, it's important we manage him well. Our supporters manage that expectation well, because he's a really talented boy. And sometimes we should concentrate on what they can do rather than what they can't.
He praised you as well when I spoke to him this week. He kind of thanked you for giving him a bit of a kick and putting some faith in him.
Well, sometimes you don't get praise back from players, do you? But it's you can only speak about your own group. And we've been together, the large part of us, for a couple of years now. And, you know, when you get like that, you get to trust players. And like I said to Bolly, you know, trust comes both ways. I've got to learn to trust him and he's got to learn to trust me. And when you get that relationship as a player and manager, you can go forward. He's very, very exciting. You know, and what I like as well, he's got an attitude as well that says, I want to be a footballer. And I think when you've got both them things, you've got a chance.
Yeah, he said what you've kind of drilled into him is an expectation to win, not a want to win, an expectation to win.
Every club's different, saying in football today, you can beat before you go on a pitch. You can think you've lost and you can be happy to be involved in the game. And subconsciously, if you think that you're never going to be successful, we've got to believe that we'll be in the playoffs. You know, last year I told everyone that we believe we'll be promoted. I'm not a cocky manager like that, but if we don't believe it, what chance have we got of doing it? You know, we know the other teams around us, like you speak about, they're all strong clubs, they're fantastic clubs in their own right, and we've got to believe we're better than them. That's not me trying to cause controversial headlines, by the way. It's just me saying to the players that I believe in you, they've got to believe in it. And then if you have that belief and you don't succeed, you've tried your best.
Do you feel they've got that faith now? Because again, just going back to what Bolly Aribi said to me, he was saying that after these last couple of games now, there's a new renewed faith in the side that that can be achieved.
We didn't have it leaving Rochdale 2 weeks ago, that's for sure, when we were on the back of four defeats. It's football. It's again, the bigger picture. You must look at the bigger picture. You know, people who know our club know Gary Roberts is coming back to fitness now. In my opinion, he is one of the standout players in League One by a country mile. You know, when we're without Gary, we obviously mightn't be as strong as we were. These aren't excuses, you know, but it's coincidental that Gary comes in, scores a great goal at MK Dons, and he gives the younger lads the belief. You know, he gives players in the dressing room the belief that you can be successful and you can succeed. So when we've got all our players fit and available, we'll take anyone on in the division and we'll do our best for our supporters.
You mentioned Sam Morsey suspended. How do you fill that gap?
Took his time, got to March for the second one, so we're doing all right with Sammy, aren't we? Sammy's a great lad, great competitor, really wants a win. You know, he was probably a little bit lucky to stay on the pitch at MK Dons late on after being on a yellow. So, you know, we'll take the bookings in the stride. It's a learning curve for Sammy. We're always disappointed to lose him, you know, because he's such an influential player on the team and the club, and he's our captain at the minute. So that's a disappointment, but we'll get on with it. We've got players chomping at the bit waiting to play, and we're looking forward to a great game tomorrow. It'll be a big crowd in. Coventry will bring big support. It's a really good, attractive game.
And it's obviously, like you've said, a club that's a former club of yours. Just how close is it to your heart?
It's disappointing to see them where they are, and for different reasons, and the supporters going through the turmoil of Northampton and stuff like that. But that's, I think, when you take a step forward and you start on a different road, I hope they can move to that new stadium, what they're speaking about. I don't know the ins and outs of the club, so I'm not going to be disrespectful and start speaking about them like a no. You know, the minute Coventry take the first step forward, they'll march forward as quick as anyone else. They're a massive club. They've got a fantastic fan base. They're a really, really good city team. We've been in the higher echelons of the leagues for many, many a years. And, you know, I believe, like one or two other teams around that, when they take them steps forward to go again, they'll make giant strides.
But the job for them now is to avoid relegation, isn't it? They're in a real scrap.
That's Tony's job. He's been brought in on the back of Stephen leaving. You know, they've got some, when you look at the team sheet, and we watched them at Bradford on Tuesday night, they've got some very good players. They've got some really serious players who can hurt you. Maybe they're not as confident as they have been, or maybe there's different reasons why, but we've got our hands full tomorrow. You know, but I hope come 5 o'clock tomorrow night, Coventry make great strides.
And in the appointment of Tony Mowbray, they've got a real name there, haven't they? And someone who's got such a vast experience in the game as well, who knows what it's like to be in situations like this.
I just think managers are filtering down now from the higher leagues. It's the way the game's going now. It's, you know, these, Tony was a top manager at top clubs, Middlesbroughs and West Broms and teams like this. You know, made his trade probably at Hibernian a few years ago when he'd done very, very well with Mark Venus. So, you know, managers are filtering down now, you know, and it's tough to be a manager sometimes because your fate's decided in a week or 2 weeks, and 1 week you're the best thing since sliced bread, and the next week you haven't got a clue. And you know, I think the most important thing is you stay focused on your own team. You set them targets that are realistic, and come the end of the season, you've hit them targets.
And you mentioned back-to-back home games now as well. It's almost the start of this final push, isn't it? It's kind of one final go.
Really looking forward to the game tomorrow. I think our supporters a couple of weeks ago were a little bit down, a little bit, you know, getting a little bit edgy. But all of a sudden, like I said to them, it changes. Pictures change quickly in this league. They really, really do. And speaking about it doesn't do you much good. Getting points on the board. When you win, everything's all right. If we can go again tomorrow and finish 5 o'clock tomorrow night with a win, it'll put us in a very strong position, irrespective of what anyone else does.